Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. With this immortal opening line, Leo Tolstoy launches us into a world where passion collides with propriety and the human heart wages war against societal expectations. Anna Karenina isn't merely a tale of forbidden love. It's an intricate tapestry of lives intersecting at the crossroads of desire and duty. The novel opens with chaos in the Oblonsky household, where Stepan's affair with the French governess has been discovered by his wife Dolly. Their domestic crisis serves as the first thread in a complex pattern of relationships that will unravel throughout the story. What makes this 19th-century Russian masterpiece so enduring? Perhaps it's Tolstoy's extraordinary insight into human psychology, his ability to make us recognize ourselves in characters living in a world so different from our own. As we witness Anna's passionate affair with Vronsky unfold alongside Levin's search for meaning, we confront timeless questions about love, marriage, and happiness that continue to define our existence today. Anna Karenina arrives in Moscow to reconcile her brother Stepan with his wife Dolly after his infidelity, unwittingly foreshadowing her own future. With genuine compassion rather than empty platitudes, Anna's grace and warmth gradually soften Dolly's resolve. At an evening ball, Anna's striking black velvet gown showcases her beauty, drawing the attention of Count Alexei Vronsky, whom Kitty had expected would propose to her. As Anna and Vronsky dance, their electric connection forms before Kitty's horrified eyes. The attraction is immediate and powerful, despite Anna's marriage to the older Alexei Karenin. The next morning, Anna hastily returns to St. Petersburg, fleeing her feelings. Yet Vronsky appears during her journey, confessing he came solely to be near her. Their railway encounter symbolically connects their first meeting, marked by a worker's accidental death and ominous sign, with Anna's eventual fate. The die is cast. Lives will never be the same. While Anna's life becomes consumed by passion, we meet Konstantin Levin, a landowner representing Tolstoy's ideal of authentic living. Awkward in society but passionate about agricultural reform, Levin proposes to Kitty Shcherbatsky, considering himself an ugly, ordinary country gentleman fit for nothing but breeding cattle and shooting game. When rejected for Vronsky, Levin retreats to his rural estate, immersing himself in agricultural work and land reform, though thoughts of Kitty persist. Levin embodies Tolstoy's idealization of rural life and traditional values, contrasting sharply with the artificial, European-influenced aristocracy. During visits with his intellectual half-brother, he grows frustrated with abstract philosophical debates that avoid essential questions like, does consciousness cease with death? This parallel storyline counterbalances Anna and Vronsky's destructive passion. While they pursue immediate desire regardless of consequences, Levin's journey represents a measured path requiring patience and growth, extending beyond romance to fundamental questions of existence. Anna's affair with Vronsky unfolds with tragic inevitability. After their first intimate encounter, she feels both shame and exhilaration. All is over. I have nothing but you. A recurring nightmare where both men are her husbands reveals her inner conflict. Alexei Karenin initially ignores the changes in his wife, preferring denial. When he confronts her after an evening with Vronsky, Anna responds with feigned bewilderment, feeling clad in an impenetrable armor of falsehood. At the horse races, everything changes. When Vronsky falls, Anna's visible distress publicly reveals her feelings. On the ride home, she confesses, I love him. I am his mistress. I can't bear you. I'm afraid of you, and I hate you. Karenin's face turns deathlike as he coldly demands propriety while protecting his honor. Tolstoy refuses to moralize this descent. We see Anna's addiction to Vronsky, alive in his presence, withering in his absence, as their passion overwhelms reason while social consequences loom. As Anna's affair with Vronsky deepens, Karenin permits her to live with Ronsky, but not divorce, forcing her to leave her beloved son Seroja behind, a separation that becomes her deepest wound. After a brief happy period in Italy, they return to Russia, where society's double standard becomes glaring. While Vronsky moves freely in society, Anna faces complete ostracism. Princess Betsy's brief visit emphasizes the courage this requires, while Vronsky's sister-in-law refuses to receive her at all. Their relationship crumbles under these pressures. Anna grows jealous and possessive, convinced Vronsky's love is fading. A public insult at the opera deepens her isolation, driving her to morphine dependence and fears that Vronsky will marry a young princess. The tragedy lies in how Anna's external isolation mirrors her internal state. Cut off from her son, rejected by society, and doubting Vronsky's devotion, she realizes you can't get away from yourself, a devastating insight foreshadowing her final decision. Her situation embodies the novel's central tragedy. A woman who sacrificed everything for love finds even this insufficient for happiness in a condemning society. While Anna's path leads to destruction, Levin finds redemption through a different kind of love. When Kitty returns from abroad, they reconnect and marry, their relationship representing a traditional path built on mutual respect rather than overwhelming passion. Yet marriage isn't the simple happiness Levin imagined. Each step brings disappointed dreams alongside unexpected joys, requiring constant attention, like rowing a boat that appeared effortless from shore. Their honeymoon becomes their most bitter, humiliating period rather than blissful. Their son's birth brings both joy and a new torture of apprehension. Despite his happy family life, Levin continues wrestling with existential questions after his brother's death, even hiding ropes, fearing suicidal impulses. Levin's spiritual crisis resolves during a conversation with a peasant who distinguishes between living for their bellies versus for their souls. This triggers an awakening. Levin realizes he had been living rightly but thinking wrongly, unconsciously guided by spiritual truths while intellectually rejecting them. This transformation gives his life the positive meaning of goodness. Through Levin, Tolstoy suggests meaning comes through living by moral principles that transcend rational explanation. Anna's mental state deteriorates as she becomes convinced Vronsky no longer loves her. After their final argument, they briefly reconcile before falling back into bitter conflict. In her darkest moment, Anna follows Vronsky to the railway station. Her thoughts fragment. We are all created to be miserable, and all invent means of deceiving each other. Finding him absent, she sees an approaching train, recalls the man crushed when she first met Vronsky, and steps beneath the wheels, crying, "Lord, forgive me all." After Anna's death, Vronsky joins the Serbian War as penance, declaring, "Life's worth nothing to me." Meanwhile, Levin finds peace in accepting both what he understands and what lies beyond comprehension. Dazing at stars, he experiences a spiritual awakening, recognizing that goodness exists outside rational explanation. Through these contrasting endings, Anna's tragic death and Levin's spiritual rebirth, Tolstoy presents his vision of human fulfillment, showing how choice, circumstance, and human nature shape our lives.